This channel uses explicit language and subject matter. Any political or religious views do not reflect this channel's ideals, and any similarities to persons or places are coincidental. Listener discretion is advised. You're listening to Maximum Horror.
Hey there guys, this is Maximum Horror. I've been getting a couple emails. Thank you guys for emailing me. I know my followers are still small and I appreciate the ones that are out there actually responding. So, the suggestion I got, because I know I never introduced myself with a name, is Maximum Host, and I actually really like that. I think that's cool. So, this is Maximum Host right now, and with always, I've got Punk here. And the last couple times we've talked about clowns, we did like spiritual haunted clowns, and then we did a segment on like serial killers, and I believe it was a real life serial killer, right, Punk?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so today we're going to focus on alien clowns.
Mm-hmm. That's a combo. That's a duo.
And that's a combo because there's two big movies here. And I think we start with my sister's
my favorite
before we get to
I
the...
I was anxious for that one. Killer Clowns from Outer Space. It's like a... It's a cheesy movie.
It's
I'll
a cheesy
you know
movie. It's beyond silly. But it's got some cool kill styles or kills in it.
It very cool, the things that they have, the little gadgets, the alien aspect of
the
it.
The alien
really
aspect
cool.
was real awesome.
And the way it integrated with the clown aspect.
Because to begin
very
with,
cool.
the setup is it's a small town to begin with, and a spaceship lands next to it. Go for it.
So what happens, like you said, right, the spaceship lands. But this is why I love Killer Clowns from Outer Space, is because it's not about a clowns, and it's not about aliens. It's about a perfect combination of clowns and aliens. Their spaceship is a circus tent. That's perfect.
Yeah.
So, you know, circus tent, spaceship lands in the forest. It's like
oh,
a little
and you
community.
Gotta love it because what do circuses do? They stop by out of random
mm-hmm.
and they park somewhere.
And, yeah, and they park somewhere totally weird. You know, it's not out of the ordinary to just one day see a circus tent. You know, it happens all the time. You say, oh, the circus is in town, you know?
Yeah, like, so, oh, I didn't know they got the tents up now. Let's go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's kind of just kind of like nonchalant, whatever, you know? And what I liked about it was the story was silly, of course.
Oh,
it was a weak story,
but it was funny.
But I liked the way it progressed. I liked the makeup. I liked the masks. I liked their alien toys when they would capture the humans. Of course, it's your classic. So that's what I love about it, is it has alien features. They're aliens, and they're coming to take over Earth.
And they
right?
have
and
alien they, technology.
And,
they
and
do.
And they have alien technology. And the funny twist is that they're clowns, and it makes it silly. I don't know if this movie was trying to be funny. It's kind of one of those movies
it's
where you're
a horror
not sure.
comedy where it's like...
You're not sure if they're trying to be funny or if it's just so cheesy, it's funny. It's kind of hard to tell if that was intentional. But I like that they use the perfect combination because what do aliens do? They take and then they abduct humans,
people,
right?
People and they take off.
And then they put them in their ship and whatever, what have you. So same concept, but throw in that clown aspect. They have funny little bubble guns. They have
oh,
cotton
yes.
candy guns. They wrap people in cotton candy cocoons, and that's how they preserve their humans in little cotton candy cocoons. And I think it's just so funny that they're aliens with all these clown aspects.
And they have like an old Scooby-Doo feel to it too. Like some of them have like that old Scooby-Doo, like when they do their clown episodes on Scooby-Doo. That's what this movie kind of feels
yeah,
like.
Yeah, like
and
that.
Ripped to the. The co-creator, he had died recently. I think it was a couple of weeks back already.
Oh, he did. I didn't hear about
yeah,
that.
No, the co-creator for Scooby-Doo died already.
Oh,
That's
that,
a big
yes.
that's a big loss, and you know, Casey Kasem a few years ago. But back on topic.
the Killer Clowns was cool because like their clowns were so silly, so playful, so vibrant. The colors and their faces were even like clowns, but they looked more like monsters.
They were moronic, like over exaggerated smiles and
like extremely detailed masks.
Yeah, like
so many wrinkles, so
pinhead, pinhead heads and stuff.
Big old cone heads and big old hats and. You know, it was just, I loved it, not for the story. It was a weak movie. I love it, and I know enough, I have, you know, enough courage to say, you know what, if I'm being honest, that movie wasn't all there, but I liked it for the effort. They tried hard in that movie, and you know what, they tried so hard, and there it was so cool. It was so unique. You never see anything that they had in that movie, you know. The spaceship that's a tent, show the insides of it, and the insides make no sense. There's humans who accidentally end up walking in it thinking it's a tent, and they take an elevator, and it doesn't make sense. Like, there wouldn't be an elevator in a tent, and there's a part where they're out of the elevator, and it leads into, like, an internal dark, just like a hole that goes down forever into the floor. And it's just cool. They walk around, and they show different elements and different aspects of what's inside of that spaceship, and I think that's so cool that... You know, it was just a perfect collage of aliens and clowns. I had nothing to complain about with that movie. So cool, the makeup, the toys, the props, 100% cool. I love it. So creative.
Yeah, well, it was silly, but it did have like surprise kills. Like I said, we watch horror movies, and when they're like that, we know we're just there to see how they die and how creative they are with it. Because they had like, when they harvested the people, they had the cotton candy guns that wrapped them in cotton candy, and they would carry them and hang them up in their spaceship.
And it was like, and it was funny because it's kind of like, you know, when you go to the circus and what do they have? A whole bunch of bags of cotton candy. Okay, well, same thing in this movie, but of course they were like human cocoons.
They had all the silly props too that did all kinds of crazy stuff. Like they had the punching bag hand that knocks the guy's head off or something.
They had crazy stuff.
Like,
I don't even
it
know.
Is really
they had a
worth
giant
watching.
Popcorn machine. They had, like, giant bubbles. I don't even
know. The Jack-in-the-Box monster. The Jack-in-the-Box monster that pops out and, like, bites them or something, right?
I don't know. They had a lot of crazy things. My favorite scene was just them walking around inside that tent.
Yeah.
And all the crazy stuff that was inside of that.
And, of course, one of the main characters is a kid. So it's always, you know, you're going to have a fun time. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a fun time when it's something like that.
And it's a super silly one. Isn't it like the ice cream men are the ones who take it down, who take them down at the end?
Something like that, yeah. Like, it's just a crazy...
The local idiot takes them down?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was just... not a great story, but it was definitely good on its... I wouldn't say they were creepy looking, those aliens. I wasn't afraid of them. Those were more fun.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, yeah, of course, if they were coming to harvest me, yeah, I'd be scared. Their faces
but
were scary.
I'll give it props because you know what? Those cops weren't idiots. They were just overwhelmed. And I always give props. This is like my main stickler when it comes to horror movies, is moronic cops. And these cops, yeah, it was still a little silliness.
Yeah, there was a cop or two that didn't believe it at first, but who would believe it? Killer aliens, right?
Yeah, but at the same time, it's one of those like, oh, they were no help because the technology was just way past what they were capable of doing, and that's the truth.
Yeah, they had crazy things. And of course, this movie takes place like, I don't know, late 80s. It's not a very...
No.
It's not a new movie.
No, it's that 80s when
it's
they
like
were
an
like
80s movie.
Those 80s movies where they created the poster and then the movie afterward. Yeah, like they had some guy just in the 80s creating a bunch of different posters, and then they would make the movie based off those posters.
That one's definitely, you know, a little on the cheesier side, but I take that one more as an artistry kind of thing because it's never been done. Like that, not the way they did it.
It hasn't been done again either, I don't think.
No, because then you can, you know, then there's Pennywise, who's also
an alien, if you believe in the theory.
But he takes a different, they're both killer aliens, but this...
Oh, this one's more on the serious side.
More on the mental, that's what I liked about Pennywise, he plays more with your fears, he feeds off of, he knows what makes you tick.
And of course, I'm a big Tim Curry fan.
Mm.
Like,
right.
I like a bunch of the movies he does.
Legend, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, he was
great
in that one.
Oh, man. Congo,
not even scary movies.
Not even scary movies.
Like Clue. Oh, Clue. Would Clue fall under horror?
It's a mystery thriller. I consider thrillers as horrors.
All right. We might do more on Tim Curry later
Tim
then.
Curry, that man is an amazing actor.
But
we will have a whole podcast covering his videos because he's contributed a lot to not just horror, but to, I'd say, the movie industry entirely.
Yeah. All right. So with it, we have the new one that came out recently. Like fucking, what's his name?
Oh my God, you sound like Morty from Rick and Morty.
No, I was going to say from It, the one that stutters whenever he gets nervous. No, but there I go again.
Oh my God, Bill. Calm down, Bill. Calm down, Bill Denborough. He's over here stuttering like that main character when he gets scared. But no, what I loved about that clown was that he knew what made people tick. He knew what was your deepest fear, and that's how he used it against you. He's a strange character, Pennywise. I can't quite put my finger on.
Well, in the original one, I think he plays more on their personal fears as opposed to the new one.
The newer one,
because the new one, he's just like, it's a lot of FaceTime with that clown.
I personally didn't like the new one.
Yeah, well, I didn't like his head. That's always going to be my big... And then the old-fashioned suit. Like,
I agree. They tried too hard.
And they screwed up his design. Like, the movie was there, but the actual clown design itself
is
what killed it.
What I loved about Pennywise, and then, again, you know, and I know a couple podcasts ago, we talked about, I believe it was in Clowns Part 1, we talked about the clown from The Poltergeist and how that cute, innocent clown, that classic child's look toy clown, I think is more scary because it's just, it's an innocent toy.
Yes.
And it's something that looks so innocent and it's something so evil. And I have to say the same thing applies to Pennywise. You know, like, Pennywise, we're talking about the original Pennywise, he looks like your average clown. Like,
yes.
He looks like a regular clown.
And
the
I think that's...
one, they kind of...
They made him look ugly from the very beginning.
Yes, they tried so hard to give him this scary appearance that I feel like...
The point of Pennywise
was not to look scary. It was not to look like a scary clown. His point was to be the scary fear. To be the fear. He's a shapeshifter, you know?
Yeah.
He can do whatever.
Yeah, that's what the new ones focus more on, his FaceTime, and the old ones did more of like...
The mental scare, the psychological scare, the how does he know my innermost fears? How does he feed off of that? Not necessarily about that clown is scary looking, but more about what can that clown do?
Yes.
You know?
And the original one, they lost some of the gold and magic from the original hat that the new one doesn't. Because the new one, every time we see Pennywise, he's serious all the time now.
And he's drooling. I don't like that he
Yeah,
drools.
And they did the cockeyed thing.
Well, that's the actor is actually cockeyed.
I didn't know
yes,
that.
Yes, the actor is actually cockeyed. I didn't know that because when I had first
If you're listening
the remake,
to me, we're sorry, guys. We're sorry then, dude. We're not trying to make fun of you, but it was just the look because they over-exaggerated
some.
He
does it on purpose, yeah. So his eyes are a little off, but when he plays Pennywise, he does it on purpose.
Okay.
So I read this little, kind of an interesting little fact. I saw it on Facebook, so I don't know how true this is. But just sharing it with you, I thought it was cool. When they were making that movie, I heard that the director didn't know that that actor could move his eyes like that until he was already casted for the role. He was already set for Pennywise. And then during one of the times that they were rolling, he was just, you know, fucking around and he did that with his eyes. And he, like, it freaked out the director. And there was like, holy crap, I didn't know you can do that. And then, you know, it was just
They
kind
kept
of,
it in the movie then.
I guess. I haven't seen part two yet, so I don't know if they ever did anything with it. But his eyes irritate. That was the actor's eyes, but it did irritate me. I don't know. It just bugged me. It bugged me. They tried too hard to make him scary, and they took away the actual
scary scariness.
Part.
Because in the original, when Tim Curry gets scary, like when he opens up the shower and he comes out of the drain.
Oh, that was
and then,
cool.
And like, he's not scary until he decides to show his big teeth.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah, so he looks regular. So now when you do the scare factor to that clown,
then
it hits
punch.
A little harder.
It's harder because you go from... Because, you know, the way I think about it is if you think about it, you have a scary... Or, in this case, we'll look at the original, and he's just a regular clown, right? And there's nothing scary about him until he does something really scary. And we know that he's an alien, and I don't think anybody even knows Pennywise's fullest potential, what he can do. I don't know. So who knows, who's to say what this guy can and can't do, right? So he could scare you in so many different ways. He could shapeshift. He can make things appear and all that, you know? So by keeping him, cute little harmless little clown, when he does do something scary, it shakes you, you know?
Yeah.
But if you already come at me with a scary clown, or I don't think he's scary, but a clown that looks supposedly scary, then I don't know, it just takes from it. Because then when he does something scary, it's like,
yeah,
well, you are already
at, you need a reason, you know, to draw the kid in to begin with. If you start off full scary from the beginning, the kid's not going to be like, they're going to be weary from the very beginning. Like the whole part with Georgie getting sucked in under the sewer makes no sense, because in the original, he looks like that innocent, like fun clown. In the new one, you're like, why would any kid ever go to that?
He was all drooling in his forehead. I don't know. I agree. They
could end up playing on that forehead.
Yeah, I know. That forehead's like giant. I don't know. They tried so hard. I feel like they killed it.
Yeah, because the story, like, I do think the story's still there.
Yeah, they did okay. And in some parts, I'll give them that. In some parts, they took the story and
they expressed more, like,
yes,
with Briar. What's it, Briars?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the bully.
Byers. Henry Bowers. That's right.
Our bad guys.
Henry Bowers. Yes, because they did go further in and explain that his dad was a douche and that he killed his dad and his dad was abusive. That was cool, you know? The way that they showed, oh, what makes more sense why Henry's the way he is, you know?
Yes.
And then, of course, and then a thing that I like too, and I heard there was a lot of controversy whether or not they were going to put it in, and they decided not to put it in.
Beverly's character?
Yep, Beverly's character was a big one. Was because they imply, you've read
in
the book.
In the original one, they imply it a lot too.
You read the book?
Yeah, but in the movie.
Is she raped in the book by her father?
Her dad's like an abusive, like touchy guy.
Yeah, I remember saying that there were some things in the book that would not have passed.
Oh yeah, like that they all like run a train on Beverly.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it sounds like a good time to me, but I don't know. It's
not
as kids either. Don't know. I take that back because they were kids when they do that, so never mind.
Oh yeah,
never
that's
mind.
That's true. I'm like, wait a minute. if we were to modernize things, make it more up to date. But yeah, I don't know. It was cool that they went back and showed that Beverly's dad, because in the original, they kind of left that like her
you
dad
could
was
feel
here.
You could have the feeling that he's doing
something
weird
wrong
to her.
Yeah, like you can feel that he's a little bit of a perv, but
yeah,
it wasn't.
They did a great
enough,
way. They
know?
Did a great thing of like showing it without actually ever saying it.
Yeah, they did. And so in the new one, I'll give them that. In the new one, they explained more thoroughly Beverly and Henry. But the bad thing about that is because we got more of Beverly and Henry, we saw less of Stanley in the original.
Oh, and Stanley had a good one.
Yeah, he had a cool role, you know. He's the one who offs himself. He's the logic one, the bird watcher one. He goes into the, you know, there's a scene where he meets... He's the only, in the original, he's the only one, as children, who sees Pennywise in its true form.
Oh,
he's
yes.
He's the only one who sees Pennywise in his true form. And that's why, later when they're adults, then everyone else sees him at his true form. But if you remember, Stanley was the one who was, it's not logical, it's without reason. He's the one who has to make reason.
Stanley,
you know,
and Bowers that see him. And you could see how they have the effect, because Bowers goes crazy
nuts,
and he goes into the insane asylum.
And then Stanley, eventually when it's time to reassemble and, you know, gather again to come face him, Stanley knows, you know, because the way I see it is Pennywise knows that Stanley is a logical person.
See, this is,
and so he shows Stanley his true, as a child, showed Stanley his truest form to show him, I am real. This does defy logic.
Yes,
and that was enough that later in life, when they were like, hey, we got to come back to Derry and kill him, he killed himself because he'd rather not deal with, I know what that creature is. I'd rather die.
Yeah, but see, look, this, I love this theory, because if you watch the original one, I don't remember if they do it in the new one so much, but in the original, when they all return back to Derry, they say how their memory's starting
to
come back.
Mm-hmm.
But if Stanley had such a different experience, he was willing to kill himself before going back. You gotta wonder if seeing Pennywise in his true form had a whole different mental effect where he didn't forget anything like the other ones did.
I'm sure. The amount, I mean, think about it. Because the original, they're like, what, 10, 11-year-old kids, right?
Yeah,
They're like 10, 11 little kids. So... You know, a 10-year-old to see, and you know, and then at the end of the movie, they show what Pennywise looked like, you know, and a 10-year-old to see that in real life, to be face to face with that, I can definitely see how he was scarred and that everything there, because if you think about it, him and Bowers were the only ones. You're right, we're the only ones who saw his form, and as in lived out to adult life. Bowers was already a bad apple, so it makes sense why he continued on to that crazy path, and also because Pennywise let him out too. But in for Stanley, you know, he was a good guy, and I think that's seeing him in his true form was enough to scar him, enough to remember everything, and that's why he said nope. And I think it sucks in the new one that they didn't elaborate on that. They didn't show Stanley that often, not really.
Yeah.
He was kind of like, who's that? You know, like, I knew who he was when they saw the remake. I knew who he was because I've seen the original. But I talked to people who haven't seen the original, and they were like, no, I don't remember Stanley. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, like, Stanley was a big part of the original. That and, like, Eddie. I loved Eddie in the original.
Yeah, Eddie.
And
Eddie.
I think he still dies in the remake, if I'm not mistaken. But in the original... In the original, it's so sad because it's like he kills himself and he explains how like he just hated his life.
His life.
Even though he was successful, he hated his life.
Yeah.
And he was happy even though he died for them.
Mm-hmm. He wanted to die for his friends. Yeah, I remember.
Yes.
He sat down and he told them, you know what, my life. He told them, yeah, he's like, honestly, my life sucks. If things get bad, you guys go and, you know.
Yeah, and he kills himself. He dies in it.
And he tells them that before they had entered into that, his little cave or Pennywise's chamber or whatever little crap he was
in. And then you had like a Mike too, which in the original, because there's a lot of stuff that the remake cuts out. How Mike goes through a depressive thing and he also tries to kill himself looking for Pennywise when everyone moves away and he's the one that stays in town.
I remember he was the one that stayed in town.
He talks about how he tries to kill himself and he's wandering the sewers while everyone's gone and he finds the little pieces of silver. In the original movie, in the sewers, as an adult, he gives them back to him as adults. Because he goes, he was looking around, he was trying to find Pennywise and die already. He was tired of dealing with it.
Mike's decision to stay. Why?
Well, because he says he was the one that was in charge of watching. And while everyone forgot, he took it upon himself to be the watcher.
Oh, man. They left him holding the bag, didn't they?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll give it to him. The new one did have its cool moments that got me. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, it did kind of take away with the clown, but there were some parts where that clown did get me. So the part where in the new one, they have the projector and they're watching. You know?
Okay, that was a cool scene. I'll give you
that.
And that
was a more, you know, it was interesting to see that. Even though that movie, it still took place around that same era, didn't it?
No, it took place in the 80s.
Was a little bit more up to date. So it was cool how, and if you remember. When the losers decide to investigate about Pennywise in the original, they find that picture book, and the picture book starts flipping, and then the pictures come alive, and Pennywise is talking to them, and he's running up to them.
I'm gonna kill you all.
And he reaches his hand out of the photo book.
Yeah.
And he grabs at the kids, and the kids get scared and close the photo book. And that one was a cool part. And I like that they kept that modern with the newer one. I know it wasn't a photo book. They used the projector, the slide projector. And,
yeah.
You know, as they're going through the slides start going faster by themselves. And then, of course, it's like a little movie playing, and it shows you the Pennywise. And then the part that got me was when Pennywise came out of the projector screen. I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, that was awesome. It was.
And he was, like, huge. He was, like, giant when he came out. That part scared
they
me.
They also did something in the new one that they didn't do in the old one that I loved. And that was when Georgie comes back.
Oof. That's sad.
And he's like talking to him in the basement and it's flooded with the water. That's another cool part that I thought was interesting.
Like, I thought it was so sad the way he used Georgie to...
Like
to
I said, I like Bill. I like the new one. I think they did a good job. The only thing I don't like
is
the design of the clown.
I agree.
That's literally the only thing I don't like about that movie.
Yeah, the story was okay and there were some things that I liked. Like, you know, like we said, Henry Bowers and Beverly Marsh's backstory. I liked that they put more into that because I wish we saw that and they gave it to us. But then they took away from Stan. And then they took away from Eddie. A little bit from Eddie. So
yeah.
I was like, because we did see that part. I thought it was a cute, that part when, you know, Eddie's mom got Eddie on all these kinds of meds. And Eddie's like that, like, super, like, anxious one, right?
Yeah.
And in the original, that's how he is.
It's just water.
It's a placebo, right?
It's
just water. And in the remake, I thought it was hilarious, that part when he's yelling at his mom, they're just gazebos, and he says they're just gazebos, not placebos. I thought it was funny because it's a little kid, like it would totally understandable if you get it mixed up. But then, you know, they took away from Eddie's story, and Eddie in the original, he goes back to when he goes back to Derry, he goes to the pharmacy, and that old man remember, ends up being Pennywise disguised as that old man.
Yeah.
He starts talking to Derry,
Eddie,
when Eddie came back to Derry, and I thought that was cool. I don't know if they kept that one in the original. I don't remember
they
that.
Got Ben, though. Ben was a cool one that they actually added to.
The chubby one. The,
yes,
that one
because in the new ones, he's like, I'm going to carve my name into your belly. And like they added more on the like picking of Ben and why he was more broken and how he became like successful because of it.
Yeah, I did like that. That was pretty cool how they had, they did some parts justice, some parts took away a little. But I do agree, the bottom line for it was the clown.
They gave him too much FaceTime in the original one. And then he could be silly in the original one when he's like, ha-ha.
Yeah, and he's like, excuse me, is your refrigerator running? It is. Well, you better catch it. And that's funny, you know? And Tim Curry is annoying.
When he's in the library just fucking swinging his hand.
He's got that clicker thing and he's just like spinning that thing.
Yes.
And he's laughing like he's just being so obnoxious.
Yes.
And that's,
it's something,
you know,
the new one couldn't have pulled
it
off.
It couldn't have done. The new one, he drools.
Yeah, he could have
not
pulled off that obnoxious, annoying character deal that the original was, where he was this annoying one.
I agree. He was supposed, I feel like the sole purpose of Pennywise is to get under your skin to see your fears.
And
whereas
they
this new one didn't go under your skin. It just kind of tried to...
Like, he was just there scaring
you. Just try to impose on you, you know, but not get into your mind.
Because Pennywise, when he finally reveals himself in all of them, he does a slow thing, like when Ben sees his father at the marshes.
Yeah, his dad
and he's
died in
talking
the
to his dad, and then he's got the uniform
the
on.
The soldier uniform.
And then they start adding the fuzzy buttons, and then they add the pants slowly, and they keep recalling back, and he looks a little more like Pennywise every time.
That was interesting. I forgot about that part. That was a good thing you brought up. It's just that clown. I don't like everything about him, from the makeup design to the way that they had him act, to the way that they had, the way, just everything.
I'm going to go to the monster design was better in the original, because we had a solid character. In the remake, we have this character that could become this huge shape-shifting that, like, dude, how did they beat that? That thing was impossible. In the original, they literally just, like, beat it to death and kill it because it has a solid form.
Yeah.
And they even, like, take his heart out.
That's true. They did, because he had his dead lights.
Yeah, and they pull out his heart and everything.
So, because I haven't seen part two of the remake, did they keep that dead lights?
They did. Like, he opens his mouth, and there's a bunch of teeth, and there's a light in there. There's, like, three little lights in there. But, like, in the end of that one, he kind of melts away. Yeah, because when Pennywise dies in the new one, he's just basically like a small head blob, and it's kind of silly looking, like he melts into the
really?
Yeah.
That's all it is?
Yeah,
I
he just like melts into the floor kind of deal.
I didn't get to see the second one, because A, I don't have time, and B, in all honesty.
Yeah, because I didn't turn my mic on.
Oh.
So in the remake, he kind of just, he turns into a head, and he melts away, and he melts into the floor, and he's like a little baby. It's not really impressive.
I don't know. I didn't get around to seeing It Part 2. I saw Part 1, wasn't impressed, and didn't care to go back to see it.
I just saw Part 2 to finish it. Because
yeah,
Part 1,
I'm gonna finish it, but it wasn't that great.
All right, guys, so tell us your opinions on it. Of course, you could follow me on Twitter now at Maximum Horror of 2 words, both capitalized. And you could send me your emails on MaximumHorror2020, all lowercase. Lowercase. It's MaximumHorror2020@gmail.com. I want to hear some of your guys' true stories, any story submissions you might want me to narrate, and anything else you might like to hear us talk about, or just tell me some of your
just
things you like
it.
That
it's
we
just
yeah just
you want to say.
We
yeah.
like horror. Just bring it. I don't
just
care. I like
to say hi.
We like true stories. We like made up ones. We like everything here. Okay. So
made up ones are fun too. Yep, don't have to be true.
So this is your Maximum host and Punk, and we are going to let you guys be, all right?
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed the show. This is my first episode. Sorry if the editing was a little off, but I'm going to try to get better at it. So stick around for more episodes, and you know, you're listening to Maximum Horror.